Our pre-election coverage continues this hour with an examination of why people are not running for office. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. Democratic Congressman Ron Kind is without a challenger for the first time in the 3rd Congressional District. As Hope Kerwin reports, it's the most glaring example of a redistricting process that's eliminated choices for millions of Wisconsinites.
Westrate is chair of the 3rd Congressional District Republican Party. He's extremely busy this time of year, putting up yard signs and making phone calls to help elect Republicans to the state legislature, U.S. Senate, and the White House. But he hasn't been helping with the race for the 3rd Congressional seat because there is no Republican on the ballot this year.
Yes, I have the ignoble honor of being the first Republican Party chairman for the 3rd District in like 100 years who doesn't have a Republican challenger for the House seat.
Democratic Congressman Ron Kind is unopposed for the first time since he won the seat in 1996. Kind says he thought it was strange when no Republican challenger stepped forward this year.
You know, I don't know. Obviously, you can't control what the other side decides to do in that.
But Westrate said it was a calculated move for 3rd District Republicans. He says the party wanted to focus their attention elsewhere.
Let's say we have $10,000 in the district coffers. Do we spend that $10,000 on a placeholder campaign where just so people can feel good that they've got, you know, a ballot, somebody to check next to? Or do we use that money and the resources and the time to, again, support that incredible slate of assembly candidates and state senate candidates?
It was also a calculated move for Republican legislators who redrew the congressional map in 2011. Westrate says they took the more conservative St. Croix Valley away from Kind and gave it to Republican Sean Duffy in the 7th Congressional District. In return, they took the more Democratic area of Portage County away from Duffy and gave it to Kind. It made both incumbents tougher to beat.
The redistricting was done, again, using methodology that makes sense. Maybe you don't agree with it, but that doesn't mean that it wasn't a legitimate methodology.
Kind's district is just the most glaring example of a congressional map that deprives voters of a choice in who they send to Congress. Jay Heck with the watchdog group Common Cause Wisconsin says that's not fair to voters.
So this process that we call gerrymandering has been very corrosive for competitive elections in Wisconsin.
Heck says none of the congressional districts in Wisconsin are truly competitive anymore, which means voters that belong to the opposite party don't really have a choice on election day.
There are plenty of Republicans that live in the 3rd CD, but they just there's really no one for them to turn out and vote for. So that's not really democracy.
And because elected officials don't have to listen to voters in the opposing party, Heck says they're less motivated to work in a bipartisan manner. Ron Kind says he doesn't think the 3rd District has become overwhelmingly Democratic, but he is in favor of handing over the redistricting process to a nonpartisan group.
I want to see fairer and more balanced districts represented throughout the state, but also throughout the country. I think it's one of the reasons politics has gotten so polarized and so hyper-partisan.
But Westrate says he doesn't think the current system is unfair.
Does it make sense that every congressional district in the state, and then I think one would have to argue the country, should be so close to 50-50 that you never know who's going to win? Well, no, I don't think that makes sense.
Kind will serve as a 3rd District representative for the next 2 years unless a write-in candidate can collect more votes. Westrate says Republicans haven't given up on the 3rd District, but they're waiting to see if Kind will run for a different office in 2018.
If Ron decides to run for governor, that opens up his seat. You get an open seat, and it changes the game dramatically.
Kind won't say whether he's considering a gubernatorial race, but if he runs for Congress again in 2 years, opponent or not, it's unlikely voters will have a real choice in the 3rd Congressional District. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Now, what do you think? Should redistricting be done by lawmakers or an independent panel? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let me welcome our guest. Very happy to have with us Dale Schultz, a former Republican state senator from Richland Center. He co-authored a bill that would take redistricting out of the hands of lawmakers and put it into the hands of an independent redistricting commission. Good morning. Thank you so much for being with us.
Good morning, Joy. I have to correct you. The bill that Tim Cullen and I put forth did not exactly take redistricting away from the legislature. It would have required a vote by the legislature, just the map drawing would have been done by a nonpartisan group, as Iowa does.
Good
clarification.
So there
would have been a legislative role. It just wouldn't be total power.
Yeah. And what is the benefit of putting the map drawing in the hands of an independent redistricting commission?
Well, I think that what it does is it takes away partisan incentive to draw the lines in a way that maximizes the power that the majority party has. George Washington, in his farewell address, most students of history know, warned us in this country about excessive partisanship and the natural inclination for human beings to seek revenge and that this would become a great problem for the Republic. And we see that playing out in this election. Both political parties have substantial numbers of members who are upset because they believe the process is rigged and that their vote doesn't matter anymore. You've seen it with the Bernie Sanders supporters. You've certainly seen it on the Republican side and with Donald Trump. And I think the reason for that is pretty clear. It's because the political process has sort of become an end to itself. We have politicians now not being picked by voters. Rather, they are picking their voters and predetermining the outcome of elections.
So let's get your reaction to the story we just heard as well. It's the first time in 90 years that voters in the 3rd Congressional District in western Wisconsin do not have a choice of who to vote for. It's either Ron Kind or nobody or write-in. Richland Center, where you live, is in the 3rd District. What did you make of this race being decided, of all things, in the August primary? Ron Kind had a primary opponent.
Well, let's be clear here and transparent with the listeners. I ran against Ron Kind a few years ago, and I got bested. I always tell people that I did pretty good. I came in second place. But, I'm very well aware of Ron Kind's strengths and his weaknesses. And quite frankly, he's a very able politician. And in many ways, it doesn't surprise me that he wouldn't have an opponent. But having said that, I think it's clear that in the last redistricting round in this state, that votes were packed into Ron Kind's district. I think the Republican Party and its leadership know that. And in that process, they basically watered down the votes of Republicans in the 3rd Congressional District, so our votes are kind of meaningless. And I think as, more and more discussion occurs, people do what's natural, and they go, why bother? We can't win here anyhow. And now we have this absurd argument that, well, when he leaves office, it'll be a different ballgame. Well, the advantage is still there. And I suppose the fact that, the good deeds or work that Ron Kind has done won't be on the ballot, so there is a chance. But it's a minuscule one. I think we all knew before the last reapportionment, which was very partisan across the country on both political parties' behalf, that what 97% of congressmen get reelected, we just up the percentage. That's all. So there's sort of a mythology that somehow or another many of these seats are competitive. The fact is they're not.
Yeah. Well, besides the 3rd Congressional District, there are 52 uncontested races in the Wisconsin State Legislature this election cycle. How much do you think that has to do with the creation of safe districts through what some call gerrymandering?
I think the majority of it is due to gerrymandering, and I think the same thing is true in states that are where the majority is Democratic. And that doesn't make it fair, which is what many of my colleagues would suggest. It just makes it grotesque, and it angers the public. The other thing that certainly plays into it and amplifies the redistricting issue is the absence of any sort of limitation on on money coming into the process and the lack of any transparency. You have no idea who's spending money on behalf of a candidate anymore. And I offer as proof what you see when you turn the television on or the radio on, with the exception of Wisconsin Public Radio.
We're going to check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll continue talking with Dale Schultz, former Republican state senator from Richland Center. He advocates a redistricting reform, having an independent redistricting commission redraw the legislative boundaries. What do you think? Do you support that or not? Why or why not? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. We are continuing our pre-election coverage this hour. We are talking with former Republican State Senator Dale Schultz about why he thinks Wisconsin would be better off and the issue of non-competitive races for Congress and the state legislature could be solved with redistricting reform. He would like an independent commission, not the political party in control, to draw Wisconsin's legislative maps. Do you favor redistricting reform along these lines? Why or why not? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let me welcome back our guest, Dale Schultz, former Republican state senator from Richland Center. And I do want to thank you very much for joining us early this morning. I was just told that you are postponing your duck hunting this morning in order to talk with us. So thank you very much. And I think I heard your hunting dog complaining about that just a little while ago. So,
well, he was stretching getting up.
Okay. Anyway, in 2012, you and then Democratic State Senator Tim Cullen introduced this bill for redistricting reform. Exactly how would this independent commission work? How would the redistricting work under this plan?
Well, what we envisioned is a nonpartisan legislative service agency taking a responsibility without interference from the majority party or the minority party, sitting down and drawing up the maps according to the criteria that the courts have said are important. And without consideration of any kind towards partisanship. And then the map would be shared with the entire state by that legislative nonpartisan group or individual. And then the legislature would have a chance to vote. You know, there are a lot of people who believe there has to be a role for the majority party or for the legislature. And so we, like Iowa, would provide for that opportunity. The big difference is when you do it the way Senator Cullen and I wanted to do it, is that both political parties would see the map in its entirety at the same time. So there'd be a great deal of transparency, and that sort of breaks down the bonds of partisanship, and the public good has a greater chance to emerge. And in Iowa, since they instituted this some 40 years ago, under a Republican governor and Republicans in both houses of their legislature, neither political party has introduced a bill to change the process at all. And I look across the border at my neighbors in Iowa, and they seem to be doing reasonably well under this process. And people, I think, appreciate the fact that partisan elites aren't able to feather their own nest by controlling the reapportionment process. It saves money and I think leads to a pure form of democracy.
Yeah. So do you think that that this redistricting reform has any chance in Wisconsin?
Well, after the Cubs' victory last night, I believe all things are possible. Senator Cullen and I, for the last year, have crisscrossed the state talking about this to groups that were at all interested, and I think we've now done over 30 of these speeches. And yes, I think we are, you know, moving along nicely. And of course, we have the lawsuit, and so we're waiting for the 3-judge panel to rule. And I think it's fair to say that there's a 90% chance, no matter which side wins, that this thing will be appealed to the United States Supreme Court, which has to rule on the lawsuit one way or the other. So it may not happen as I thought before the election, but I would anticipate, you know, certainly before the end of the year. Not being an attorney, maybe I'm not the best person to consult in terms of timing, but, you know, hope is on the way.
And let's talk just a little bit more about that lawsuit. A federal court has yet to rule on this lawsuit challenging Wisconsin's legislative maps. The suit contends that Republicans purposely gerrymandered the boundaries to their advantage and as a result violated the constitutional rights of Democratic voters. You think regardless of which way the court rules on this, it's likely to be appealed?
I think that that is true, with the possible exception if the lawsuit were to succeed with a divided court right now, depending upon, you know, people's inclination, it's possible Republicans would not appeal in order to make it only precedent setting in Wisconsin rather than across the country, because a divided court would leave it only in Wisconsin, but a majority would set precedent across the country. That's my understanding as a non-attorney. And there is a fear that a Republican advantage might be watered down if the court ruled with a majority in favor of stripping legislatures of this dictatorial power to do reapportioning. So that's sort of the inside strategy, the way I understand it, but who knows what would happen.
In our last couple of minutes with you, I wanted to see if you would talk a little bit about politics in general. The latest poll from Marquette University Law School, the last one to be released before the election, has Hillary Clinton leading Donald Trump 46-40% among likely voters in Wisconsin. Are you at all surprised by that?
No, I think, as you pointed out earlier in the show, Wisconsin tends to vote Democratic in presidential years, and this is a case where all the votes in the state are being counted, so there isn't any gerrymandering advantage, so that's likely what would occur. But I'll tell you what is surprising to me is the level of public anger is almost beyond belief, and it is affecting our state in a very negative way where people won't talk to each other. It interferes with church life. It interferes with businesses, and it's very unhealthy. And I believe, again, one of the root causes of this is not either candidate, but rather in the system as designed by party elites to seek advantage for themselves rather than justice for every American. And what it's doing is it's meaning that the primary in August is more important than the general election. And it's one of the reasons why a lot of people are just totally discouraged because, you know, they just feel like their votes don't count. Not so much in the presidential election, but in the legislative and state elections that are not statewide.
Yeah. Do you agree with Donald Trump that the system is rigged?
Well, I think Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump have tapped into something that the public believes. And to the extent that redistricting disadvantages and waters down the votes of citizens, I think one can fairly say there's something wrong, whether you want to say it's rigged or whatever. That's a matter of semantics. But I think the voters are angry for a reason. And I think that if this country doesn't want to prove that our institute, our governing institutions are fragile, then we should get about the business of fixing things. A few years ago, there were a bunch of people who wanted to fool around with our economy, and they proved they could break it. And I just think that there comes a time when it is incumbent on each and every citizen of this country to put their patriotism above their party. And, you know, that's been difficult for me as somebody who voted for the plan in Wisconsin and then afterwards found out what the entire map looked like, not just my district, and saw the plan subject to an analysis that values the amount of wasted votes, realized that partisanship here had superseded the public's right to a fair and free election.
Well, I want to thank you very much for being with us.
Well, Joy, it's always a pleasure. Keep up the good work. I enjoy listening, and maybe we'll have a chance to talk after the election.
I hope so. I hope so. Dale Schultz, former Republican state senator from Richland Center. He co-authored a bill that would put redistricting, the drawing of our legislative maps, into the hands of an independent redistricting commission, rather than the political party in power in the state legislature.